1. Prayer based on Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me completely from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, I have sinned, and done evil in your eyes, that you might be justified in your speaking, and be clear when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts you teach me wisdom. Cleanse me with the precious blood of Jesus the Lamb of God, my Messiah and Savior, the Redeemer of my soul, for I confess that Jesus is my Lord, and I acknowledge His mighty power, and submit to His authority. Cleanse me, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Cause me to hear joy and gladness. The bones you have crushed will rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Forgive me, O God. Forgive me for offending you. Forgive me for sinning against you. Forgive all my faults. Forgive my sins against all men, against all people. Forgive my sins against my father and my mother. Forgive my sins against my brothers and sisters. Forgive my sins against my whole family. Forgive my sins against your church. Forgive my sins against the government. Forgive because I put my faith on Jesus and His sacrificial death at the cross. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:5. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me out from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with the willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will turn back to you. Deliver me from the guilt of my sins, O God, of my salvation. My tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips and my mouth shall declare your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure to your repentant creature, to your humble servant, that I am, to your born-again child. Heal me, restore me, strengthen me, make me new, I pray. Psalm 51 1-18 2. Prayers to abide in Christ. Lord Jesus, keep us abiding in you, and you, in us. Otherwise we cannot bear fruit. Apart from you we can do nothing. We thank you that you will abide in us and keep us looking to you. You will keep us abiding in you all the time. We thank you that through you we will bear much fruit. John 15:4, 5. Lord, we pray for all those not abiding in you. We pray that they will repent and not be thrown away as worthless branches. We pray that those in the church will never dry up. We pray they will never be cast into the fire and burn. John 15:6. Lord, keep us in you and your living words remaining in our hearts. We thank you for working this, and we thank you that whatever we desire we will ask, and it shall be done for us. John 15:7. Lord, keep us in your love, which is as great as the love between you and the Father. John 15:9. Lord, keep us walking in perfect obedience to your commandments, so that we can abide in your love and be your friends. John 15:14. Lord, let your joy remain in us, and let our joy be full. John 15:11. Lord, make us to love others with the love of the Father, and so abide in you. John 15:12. Lord, live your life in us, so that our way of living is as yours. 1 John 2:6. Lord, love our brothers through us. Make us abide in the light, so that we are never a cause for anyone to stumble. 1 John 2:10. Lord, let the word of salvation which we heard from the beginning abide in us, so that we will abide in you, and in the Father. 1 John 2:24. Lord, may your truth remain in us, and with us forever. 2 John 2. Lord, thank you that your anointing abides in us. Help us to learn and apply all that the anointing teaches us. 1 John 2:27. Thank you, Lord, that you came to take away sins, and in you, there is no sin. Thank you that as we abide in you we sin not. 1 John 3:5 6. Let us always abide in you, Lord, so that we will have confidence and not be ashamed before you at your coming. 1 John 2:28. Confessions of Thanksgiving and Faith. We thank you, Lord, that we keep your commandments, and so we abide in you, and you, in us, because you have given us of your Spirit. 1 John 4:13. We thank you that we confess that you are the Son of God, God abides in us, and we in God. 1 John 4:15. We thank you, Jesus, that God is love, and since we abide in love, we abide in God, and God, in us. 1 John 4:16. We thank you, Father, that we are in him, who is true, Jesus Christ. 1 John 5:20. 3. Prayers asking for grace to be thankful. Dear Holy Spirit, help me in everything to give thanks, for this is the will of God for me in Christ Jesus. I don't want to grieve you through ingratitude. 1 Thessalonians 5:18-19. To let the peace of God rule in my heart, to which I was also called in one body, and to be thankful. Colossians 3:15. To offer to God thanksgiving, and pay my vows to the Most High. Teach me to call upon God, in the day of trouble. He will deliver me, and I will glorify him. Psalm 50:14-15. To enter into the gates of the Lord with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Teach me to be thankful to him, and bless his name, for the Lord is good. Psalm 104:5. To give thanks always for all things to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5:20. To bless the Lord, who daily loadeth me with his benefits. Psalm 69:19. In whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Philippians 4:11. To come before the presence of God with thanksgiving. Psalm 95:2. In whatever I do in word or deed, to give thanks to the Father through Christ. Colossians 3:17. To do all things without complaining or arguing. Philippians 2:14. Biblical declarations of thanksgiving to God. Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:57. Now thanks be to God, who always leads me in triumph in Christ, and through me diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. 2 Corinthians 2:14. 4. Thanking God for his goodness. Prayers of thankfulness concerning God's goodness and generosity. Thank you, Father, that you are good, and that your mercy is everlasting. Psalm 105. Thank you, Lord, that you are very compassionate and merciful. James 5:11. Thank you, Father, that every good and perfect gift is from above and comes down from you, Father. James 1:17. Father, I thank you that your divine power has given me all things that pertain to life and godliness. 2 Peter 1:3. I thank you, God, that you are for me, not against me. If you did not spare your own Son, but delivered him up for me, I realize that you also freely give me all things together with your Son. Romans 8:31, 32. I thank you, Father, that you give good things to those who ask you. I thank you that you give the Holy Spirit to those who ask you. Matthew 7:11. Luke 11:13. I thank you, Father, that I can ask, and I will receive. Thank you, Father, that you will give me whatever I ask you in Jesus' name. Matthew 7:7. John 16:23.